Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You know, my other question too is like, wouldn't they be leaving behind all kinds of giant shoes? Like there'd be giant shoes probably everywhere.
Well,
like littering the American Southwest.
If the Smithsonian's going to cover a giant skeleton, I'm sure they can burn the shoes.
Right.
Yes.
You'd think.
But good question. Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello, everybody. It is the Iceman.
And today, are you ready? I don't think you possibly can be, but to talk about giants.
Like the football team who are doing pretty good in the playoffs?
No. I mean actual humanoid, living, breathing giants that used to roam the earth. Okay, it's been a while since we've done a conspiracy topic video, or as I like to call, the hidden truth of the world.
And as I like to call, funspiracy.
Yeah, funspiracy. Okay, so when we did the Hollow Earth theory, I got a lot of juicy information from, in particular, this one video. I mean, there's a lot of Hollow Earth stuff out there, but I didn't really like the Hollow Earth theory until I stumbled across this video, which we did the topic on. I'll go back last year. We did a topic on it. But it came mostly from this channel called Universe Inside You. Universe Inside You. Okay.
Inside You.
So she has a video on the Hollow Earth. And what I really liked about this channel was the amount of research that went into it. It wasn't just like, hey, this could happen. And that we just think that the government probably is hiding it. You know,
True. She
went into like extensive detail research, multiple sources over multiple time spans, you know, so many accounts, stories, things that add credibility to the point that she's trying to get across.
Right.
And I really appreciate that. And so on the same channel was quite a few videos about giants, like one in particular, which is the one that I'm gathering most of this information from just because it was so rich with accounts and resources and news articles and all kinds of stuff that she pulled, which I highly recommend you check out because I'm not going to go as extensive in this video. So I'll put a link in the description. Mark, remind me to give you the link to this video.
This topic grabs you.
It is incredible. You should definitely check it out. I just wanted to throw that out there. The credit to this channel does a ton of research that I probably wouldn't have found on my own, or if I would have, it would have taken me a lot of time. I have come across many videos of pictures of giants, like people posting like, what are they hiding? And they like show like all these picture proofs of giants. People.
How giant standing. Are we talking? Because like there's like NBA players who are pretty big up there.
They are, but we're talking at least like the smallest giant that I'm going to talk about is 7 foot.
So that's like Shaq.
Right. Shaq's. But that's the smallest. And okay. Like most of them are like 13 to 25 foot.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Huge. Like enormous.
Big people.
Giants.
I think they prefer big people.
They don't.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
Because they're actually giants.
Okay. I see.
Like their shin bone is the size of you.
That's insane.
Yeah.
If I actually saw that in real life, I don't even know what I would do.
I can't imagine it. Right?
That's like when you're at Universal Horror Nights and there's a guy like on stilts.
Yeah, but bigger than that.
Yeah, bigger than that.
Yeah, whoa. Bigger than that. Like the shortest one, you measure up to like their waist. Well, you may be like a little bit higher, but like the average person would measure up to like their waist.
Whoa.
Yeah. So anyway.
How big?
This big. Okay. So yeah, I wanted to link that video if you want to look at it. But okay, I guess I'll start here. So in the 19th and early 20th centuries, when they were like paving roads and shit all through America, like we're like settling, right? Like we're exploring the wild frontier, we're like building roads and like making cities and all kinds of shit. Well, there were like all these mounds that they had to bulldoze
for Gen
through.
Xers. There wasn't an iPhone yet.
Gen Xers
or
Gen X was like born
Gen
in the 70s.
What's Gen Y? Gen Zers.
Jesus, he skipped like three generations. Gen Xers are like 50 years old right now.
For Gen Zers, all right? You didn't have your little mobile games, okay?
Okay, whatever. They didn't have roads.
Right.
So they had to bulldoze through these mounds that were strewn across the country. And they were like very like specific shaped mounds like everywhere. Just like everywhere. But what they found was like every time they excavated these mounds, there were remains of giants. And this was reported in almost all the newspapers. Like all the newspapers, there were tons and tons of articles that would come out every year about giant discoveries. Like it wasn't even a big deal.
Like big bones being found?
Yeah, huge skeletons, huge skulls, like big skulls.
They sure was not a Tyrannosaurus Rex, which my understanding
No, it was a was human, it was a humanoid skull. So a giant human skull, which is a different shape than that of a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Mm-hmm, true.
It didn't have a long snout
the
or anything like that.
Fearsome of the dinosaurs.
It was definitely a human skull,
wow.
Just twice the size, or more than that, but like at least twice the size of a human skull. They also found human remains in these mounds, but buried next to giants.
Wow.
So giant human remains.
A quick question, and maybe this isn't a very, I think this might help.
Yeah.
If you bit a Tyrannosaurus Rex, say a Tyrannosaurus Rex bit another Tyrannosaurus Rex's face off,
mm-hmm.
like the, you know, the snout part?
The bones wouldn't. They would
wouldn't
find,
he look like a human skull?
No, because they would find remnants of the snout. Like a skull has the teeth right here. They're in a very specific tooth structure. They wouldn't be pointy Tyrannosaurus Rex teeth.
But he bit his face off.
Well, this still has the same teeth.
Oh,
and also, these are whole skulls. These aren't like fractions of skulls.
Okay, that helps. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So just to be sure, I can show you a picture or you can watch the video for all the pictures.
Because I have to think if a scientist was listening, he's like, well, what if it was a Tyrannosaurus Rex
I don't
fight
think
and
they
get one bit
I don't
the other one's
think
face
a scientist would ever ask
you
know, that.
You have to think
I don't think he would think that.
Like a doctor would.
I don't think he would, but you know. Okay, coming back to this. So every time they'd make these discoveries, the newspapers would print all kinds of articles. Like it wasn't abnormal to read articles all throughout for like 100 years of like new and new remains coming out. Like it's just like when they find dinosaur bones, like they'll print an article about it and it's not a big deal. We're like, oh cool, they found more dinosaur bones. No one goes,
so
holy
often.
Shit, that yeah. changes everything. Like
that's
it's
true.
Just like, okay cool, they found more dinosaur bones. Like we're very aware that dinosaurs used to roam the earth and that they're constantly finding fossils and bones, and we're like, oh that's very interesting, how fascinating.
Dino well, that, people definitely breathe a little heavy about it though when they read about this.
Sure. Well, that used to happen with these giant remains. It was just like, okay, they found another remains of a giant person. Like giants definitely roam the earth. Like it's very like a known fact. In fact, Abraham Lincoln was talking about his trip to Niagara Falls and he made a speech about how beautiful the Niagara Falls was. And just like offhandedly in his speech, I'm just going to quote it really quick. He says, when Columbus first sought this continent, when Christ suffered on the cross, when Moses led Israel through the Red Sea, nay, even when Adam first came from the hand of his maker, then as now, Niagara was roaring here. The eyes of that species of extinct giants whose bones fill the mounds of America have gazed on the Niagara as ours do now. Like he was just so enthralled with the Niagara Falls and he was just naming all the things that existed before him that also saw the Niagara Falls. And he just offhandedly, you know, talked about even though that race of extinct giants that fill the mounds of all these places across America, Abe, they used to look at these Niagara Falls.
You think Abe would have led with that?
but he didn't think it was that odd.
Right.
I mean, he even talks about like Adam and the hand of the maker and Moses and Israel. And then in the same vein, talks about giants and...
Abe would have been awful at clickbaiting.
You know, in the mountains of America. I guess so. If that's joint, if giants were your pull.
Yeah.
But if it was so normal.
Right. That's fair.
Would it be very clickbaity?
That's true.
Like, it's just normal. And in this video, like, she shows, like, all the articles and cites so many different stories from all of these remains that were found all across the country. But it wasn't just the Americas. It wasn't just what is now the United States. It was actually being giant remains were discovered all across the globe, like, all throughout Europe. There were giant remains found in Europe. There are accounts which date from the 1500s. Through now of all these explorers, and they found giants remains that were over 30 feet in height.
Jesus.
Like, that's like a building. That's a three-story building.
Wow.
Over 30 feet in height. And so, like I said, these discoveries were always made very public. Like, people thought it was neat. People would go want to look at them. Yeah. You know, like, they would have like displays of these giant skeletons along with like dinosaurs and stuff. But it was very, very public. But then once these remains were brought to the respected museums, aka the Smithsonian,
mm-hmm.
they would suddenly disappear and no one would ever talk about them again. So like, they'd have this like, this giant was found in Florida. And like, oh my God, he's like 30 feet tall. And then they like, we're going to put him in the Smithsonian. And the Smithsonian's like, cool, we're going to like study it and blah, blah, blah. And then they would never talk about it again.
Whoa.
It would just fade from existence. Here is a map of all the giant sightings that were found in North America. And Mark, I will have
wow,
you.
Wow, that is just like North America with purple dots
just
all over
everywhere.
It. Yeah,
like
all
it
over
wasn't it. Uncommon at all. It wasn't like, oh, like someone one time found a giant in Arizona. It was like all the time happening.
That's insane.
Just so many condensed sightings or condensed discoveries. And it was very natural. And all these people were like, holy shit, here's another giant. I'm going to call the Smithsonian. And then the Smithsonian even had a special force that they designated just to excavate mounds that were purportedly like ridden with giants remains. So these like special units would excavate all the remains of the giants and take them to the Smithsonian. The Smithsonian would frequently purchase giant skeletons from citizens, and then those skeletons would disappear. They even they had a special division for this to excavate those giant remains mounds. And then most notably, there was this giant named the San Diego Giant, which was examined by many experts to confirm the authenticity. Like, they wanted to make sure this was an authentic giant. It was mummified, so like the remains were kind of more intact. So these experts were able to examine it and very clearly said, yes, this is a giant humanoid that existed somewhere. And the San Diego Giant, it was put on display. The public could view it. And
what if it was the New York Giant? That'd be so sick.
The New York Giant?
Yeah, because like...
That the team's named after?
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Very sick. So this giant was purchased by the Smithsonian. And 13 years later, no one ever heard about this giant again. Until 13 years later, the Smithsonian comes out and was like, remember that giant? Well, yeah, it's actually a hoax. This giant is actually made out of gelatin. We were not going to show it to you anymore or anything, but we've just determined it was a hoax and is made out of gelatin. Like 13 years after the fact, like they did, and this was after they spent a bunch of money purchasing this giant. And after 13, like this was 13 years earlier, all these notable experts in the field had all claimed it was authentic.
Wow.
But now all of a sudden the Smithsonian is like, nah.
We checked it out. It's not.
Yeah, it's actually gelatin. Like none of those experts could have found out that it was gelatin. Like would have like maybe said, hey, this maybe doesn't seem legit. It's actually made out of gelatin.
Wow.
And this is 13 years later. Okay. Anyway, I don't like this because this is the second time maybe that's like the third time that I've heard about the Smithsonian covering shit. Mm. We were actually just watching this video on a channel called The Y-Files. Shout out to The Y-Files. Definitely check them out. They're another great. Reason that I like channels like this is because he really does a ton of research too, and he goes into like both sides of things, and he debunks a lot of conspiracies, yes, which I really, really like. But he was had this video about a dude who was exploring the Grand Canyon and found a cave in the Grand Canyon, and it ended up being this huge cave, like just a very intrinsic complex cave that went for miles. And he even got a team to help him out because he was like, I can't do this myself. So he called a team of scientists, and they helped excavate the entire cave. And there were like mummies, and there were tombs, and there were places where like people were living, like whole kitchens, like areas where like shit went down. Like there was a whole fucking community that lived in these caves. And the Smithsonian was contacted, and they excavated, and they took a lot of the stuff that the scientists had taken out for research, all like tons of artifacts, like old tombs, all kinds of stuff. I think there might have been giants there, but I can't remember. But there are definitely tombs of like what he felt and these scientists claimed were like elite members or like royalty or something like that. They were well regarded in the community. They were in these like elaborate tombs, and this was in the Grand Canyon. And all of a sudden, like, the Smithsonian says that never happened, but people have tried to look for the caves, and they've found caves that are blocked off for safety purposes, and no one's allowed to explore them. And anytime anyone comes close to these caves, there's like helicopters and like unmarked airplanes that come out of nowhere.
Dude, this is where I want to go. I want to go check this out.
Right?
That sounds sick.
Okay, so if you call the Smithsonian and ask about this cave, though, they say that guy never existed. They say this never happened.
They Bob Lazard him.
Exactly. And so, and NASA, and the only reason I'm like even a little bit like, okay, this might have happened, is because NASA did the same shit with the UFO disinformation stuff.
Yeah.
Where they actually, it's uncovered, disclosed now,
yeah,
where they have come out with this program that they had, this operation going, where they would purposely put a bunch of disinformation into the UFO community so people didn't know what was truth and what was real.
Right.
And they would deny
while they were investigating the topic.
So many UFO sightings from, you know, military branches and people, like not just like insane people, but like notable people, people that understand how planes work, how boats work, how all this stuff works, were having UFO sightings, and they you know, phone calls of people, you know, sightings, and they covered it all up. And NASA says it never happened, even though a lot of the reports went to NASA, a lot of stuff went to the government, and the government was
the
like,
the Defense Department specifically was constantly
this never happened,
about, yeah,
right? A lot of gaslighting happened. So when I find out shit like this, I'm like, well, this just seemed like all of these sightings of giants and giant remains happened. And they're just saying, nah, giants aren't real. There's nothing that actually existed. Even though there's pictures of giant skulls, too, they're like, yeah, that's fake. It's made out of gelatin. All these pictures have skeletons made out of gelatin. Shouldn't we, like, research the gelatin skeletons then?
I would love
like,
to.
Well, who is making all these gelatin skeletons? Why? Like, why did they make gelatin skeletons? But no, they're just like, nah, it's not real. It's a hoax.
Like, you know what I want to do is make a really giant gelatin skeleton
and bury it in a mound with other human remains, yeah, that you're going to say are legit human remains. But we'll just throw in a giant one for funsies that we made.
And then I want to donate to the Smithsonian.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not even donate. The Smithsonian was buying.
Well, that's kind of cool.
They were purchasing.
Well, then that's a little bit of an incentive at least.
Yeah, true. Like, okay, well, the Smithsonian's really digging my gelatin skeletons.
Yeah, we just keep making gelatin skeletons, and they'll keep buying them. Fucking idiots.
Yeah. So that's the only, like, it's not that I want to blindly believe all this, but there's not only numerous articles of this shit happening, there's so many pictures of it happening, and then this added bone of, like, no pun intended, of the Smithsonian covering everything up. I am more apt to believe that the Smithsonian is covering it up than I am that, like, that the Smithsonian claiming it as a hoax is real.
Got it.
Just because of all this disinformation shit that just came out with the UFO program.
I'm always leery about all that.
Okay. So, but why? It's like, then you want to ask, like, why are they covering all this? Like, because that's the next The next question I ask is like, why would they go through the great lengths to cover all this? And it seems to be anything that would alter the current narrative of human history. Like, if there are UFOs, who's operating the UFOs? If you're going to say aliens, then we have to go back in time and examine all the times that maybe aliens have visited. If you're going to say that it's other people, well, who's built this type of technology?
Interdimensional beings.
And so it's better if we just say it doesn't exist, because there's too many questions that we have to answer if, like, we say it existed. And same with, I think, the giants. Like, if we talk about giants, then we have to acknowledge that there might have been a species of giant humanoids, and what technologies did they have that maybe, and like, where did we come from? Did we come from giants or whatever? They might have to like actually answer a lot of questions, and they don't like to answer questions. So almost every culture and ancient civilization has stories and references to giants. There's a Sumerian civilization that tells of a race of giants that is very like well known in their culture, which this race of giants ruled over the Sumerians, and there are many depictions of them. Sumerian records speak of a giant king by the name of Gilgamesh, who ruled for 126 years. And the thing is that this guy, Gilgamesh, this giant that ruled for 126 years, he's actually generally seen by scholars as being an actual historical figure, since his inscriptions have been found which confirm the existence of other figures associated with him. So scholars are like, this dude existed.
Right.
And according to Sumerians, he was a giant and he lived for 126 years.
But don't they like, okay, real quick, push back real
quick. Mm-hmm.
Like in North Korea, they're like, Kim Jong-un lives forever and like, you know, he's the shit and like he...
Yeah, but there aren't a lot of scholars that confirm that.
That's
because
true.
People that associated with him like
are... But like people in his area who are being controlled by him, they're like, yeah, he's so tight.
Sure, but we're talking about many different professional opinions.
Okay.
Which is kind of what I look for if you're... I would like to know what the experts think. Obviously, there are skeptics, and I'd like to know. I actually like to listen to the skeptics and see like what they say about it. And so when you have like scholars whose job is to try to debunk stuff like this, and they're like, well, actually, this guy did exist.
No, yeah, exist, I think, is one thing. It's like Kim Jong-un exists, but his depiction is completely different than the way that his states talks about him.
True. And if it was just coming from one area, I'd be like, okay, this area likes to depict their leaders as being giant figures, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't just the Sumerians. In ancient Egypt, there were hundreds of depictions of giants, and Egyptian records describe the old pharaoh dynasties to be a race of tall giants. And then there's hundreds of giant sarcophagi that were also found, but the mummies were long looted. Like they were,
right.
But they're giant sarcophagi.
That's sick.
In the Bible, there's a book called the Book of Genesis, which is the first book of the Hebrew Bible and the Old Testament. And it tells the story of an ancient giant race called the Nephilim. And the Nephilim were actually written about a lot in a book that got banned from the Bible, weirdly, called the Book of Enoch. The Book of Enoch was found amongst like thousands ancient scriptures that were called the Dead Sea Scrolls, and there's actually five books in there. But the story of the Nephilim giants is like this. So way back in ancient times, oh, by the way, the Book of Enoch is the grandfather of Noah from the famed Noah's Ark. So he was a dude, and a lot of this writings in the Book of Enoch were part of religious canon until they got banned randomly from the Bible.
Gotcha.
Okay, a lot of other books got banned too from the Bible, like they were like condensing the narrative or whatever. But in the Book of Enoch, it talks about how a bunch of fallen angels came to earth, and they were called the Watchers, and they were sent here to watch over the human race. But they were fucking horny and they really liked the women humans.
You were hot. We have hot women.
Yeah, like they had like long flowing hair, and they did depraved sexual acts with them.
Wow.
And so were birthed a race of giants called the Nephilim. And these giants were kind of fucking evil. Like they were cannibalistic. They were super aggressive. They were pretty much destroying the entire human race. They were like eating people and like tearing them limb by limb. And like, it was pretty disgusting. And so according to ancient scripture, the flood that happened that is written about in all ancient cultures, like this actually was scientifically proven to have happened, whether or not you believe the stories associated with it, this flood did happen. But supposedly in the Bible, this flood happened because the Watchers fucked up, and then like the, you know, God was like mad and he was like, fuck, you ruined my creation.
Right.
So we have to just wipe it out and start over again. So he flooded the earth to get rid of the Nephilim.
Wow.
And to bury the Watchers in their, the Watchers got locked up in this underground tomb. And so like he wanted to bury them forever.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the story in the Bible is like there, but there was this race of Nephilim. There's giants ruled the world and they were like ruining all of human civilization. Okay. Well, the Nephilim or like the giants, like there were still some survivors, just like there were human survivors. Native American tribes have all these stories in which brutal wars were fought in which they had to defeat giants. And this is across the globe. This isn't in Egypt. This isn't in ancient Sumerian times. This is in the Native Americans. All the tribes have stories of them fighting giants. And like these giants were really aggressive and cannibalistic. And the tribes had to band together to fight these giants. And some of them even kept the remains of giants. And when the Spanish explorers were coming through, these tribes showed these Spanish explorers and the Spanish explorers logged it in their like, you know, journals. They had like people that were taking, their whole job was, to, I forget what they were called.
Record keepers?
But they're called something.
Bookmen.
No, it's called the sea. I don't forget what it's called, but they, their entire job is to keep detailed records of the explorations, and they detailed
cartographers.
Many, yes, well, those do maps, yeah, but like they do like there's another one that does like logging. I'll figure it out. But point being is like their whole job and like all of their credibility relied on them taking credible accounts of what happened in the explorations, and a lot of them like. Magellan, like all these famous explorers have accounts of them talking to the natives and the natives tribes, showing them remains of giants and like where the shin bones measured their height, you know, where these giants were like 30 feet tall.
Do they say how big their dicks are?
They
not,
do not.
Not a joke.
They do not, but I imagine it would be really harsh on humans.
You got to think if it's they're
something
all,
more than a donkey show.
If they think that women are real hot, that's
no, but it wasn't the giants that were doing depraved acts with the women. It was those were the moms.
Those were the fallen angels.
The fallen angels did acts with the women. The human moms gave birth to this race of
the
giants.
MILFs. They called them the MILFs.
The MILFs,
back then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so all kinds of explorers had accounts of giants when they were exploring the Americas. Ferdinand Magellan, between 1519 and 1522, went on his most famous expedition. And the first one that circumvented the globe, and he went to Patagonia, the southern tip of South America. And in his logs, there's a specific excerpt where he says that they passed 2 months without seeing anyone. And then one day they saw a giant naked man dancing on the port and pouring dust on his head. And they went and made peace with the giant by doing the same act to like show them they were peaceful. And the giant was so tall that the men only went up to his waist. Mm-hmm. And he was so excited by the men that he took them to the tribe that he was associated with. And anyway, there was like a tribe. There was tribes of giants.
Wow.
And a lot of Spanish conquistadors have logs running into tribes of giants that were very aggressive as well throughout the Grand Canyon. Weirdly, the Grand Canyon's got a lot of shit going on in it.
Do you think the giants were too trusting, kind of like what went on with the Native Americans? Because
no,
the giants got wrecked.
There aren't a lot of accounts of friendly giants.
Oh.
In a lot of the accounts, they're extremely aggressive and they're cannibalistic, but they're not really smart. Like, they don't have a lot of like bartering power where they like try to negotiate at all. There's no negotiation skills.
They're big and dumb.
They're big and dumb. Mm. They just want to eat people.
I see.
And but then there's like accounts of where there are some tribes that these explorers encountered where there were civilizations of giants mixed in with pygmy civilizations, and the giants ruled these pygmy civilizations.
What's a pygmy again?
A very short person.
Okay.
Yeah, but not, I don't know if they're the same as like little people today. It's like right. I don't know. You have to look it up. But both of them are considered kind of folklore-ish.
Yeah.
You know, where they're not, there's no current pygmy civilization and there's no current giant civilization that we know of that's like talked about, right? Okay. When we come back, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, what would you know if I told you that there's actually footage of giants?
Let's go. let's freaking go.
Okay.
But the camera broke.
Oh, so I thought our cameras broke.
So you can't see the footage.
No. Or maybe, but there's footage.
Okay, let's go.
And while you're on this break, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky, STIKKI. It really helps the show out.
Yes.
And also, you get it a day early, and there's a cool Discord community.
Yep.
And there's Crypto Corner once a week.
Yep.
And we do live streams, and we do free world poker tournaments. It's very cool over there. And the lowest tier is $5 a month to get all of that involved.
Let's go
check it out. We love you. It supports the show. And listen to whatever our sponsors have to say.
Patreon.com/Stephen.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
We're not desperate. We're kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
Okay, and we're back. And like I said, all over the world, from ancient times until now, they have accounts of giants. And they're even in, there's giants are a part of the Celtic mythology, the Greek and Roman mythology, Hindus, Buddhists, Norse, and even Japanese Shinto folklore. And there's even an old video of a military parade in Imperial Japan in which this giant is proudly paraded around with Imperial soldiers. And it's been said that this giant was the last member of a tribe of giants that were called the Cha-Cha from an island called Hahashima. Would you like to see this video?
Yes.
Okay. I think Mark should probably play this video while I'm describing the giant, but
yeah, okay.
Let me show you the video just so you can see with your own eyeballs The reference, because it's pretty wild. I thought this was
from how many years ago?
When was Imperial Japan?
I mean, fucking forever ago. How do they got cameras?
Well, let me look up when Imperial Japan was, just so I can give you a range of time. Imperial Japan.
Could have been one of the early flip cameras.
1868 until
1947. Okay.
So they had cameras.
Yeah, there's cameras.
Okay, and when I first saw this, I wasn't listening, and I thought it was a clip from a movie that they were playing, but there's actual footage from a military parade during Imperial Japan. Here, let me show you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's a big dude.
Yeah, and a lot of these records talk about how this
huge neck
these
on
tribes of giants would just walk around with loincloths and moccasins. Those were usually what they wore.
You think if your dick is that big, you don't need to cover nothing up. You'd just be happy.
I don't know.
This is actually kind of wild.
Yeah.
Wait, go back. I want to see it again.
Okay. It's the most rewatched part of this video, too.
That looks like completely...
It looks like a movie,
like
right?
Like a real dude.
But then it's like, this is actual footage from a military parade.
It's wild.
And he apparently was the last member of his tribe to exist. Like, all of these giants, since they were so aggressive, they got wiped out, like they were killed. Like, a lot of these stories talk about how these giants were just evil and sadistic, and so the humans had to band together and kill them. But the ones that remained, like the ones, I guess, because they were more peaceful, but they just kind of died off because they couldn't reproduce.
Wow.
So they just kind of died off. And so you have, like, you know, last remains, you know, people like there's pictures of people standing next to giants and they're like, this was the last giant.
Wow.
You know,
that guy's huge. That guy's got to be like 12, 14 feet tall.
Yeah. He makes people look like tiny matchsticks.
That's crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. So there's footage like that, which is really interesting to me. And, as far as the recent discoveries, because I was like, well, like, how, if they have footage, like, in video footage, like, is there more recent footage? Like, what if there are still giants that exist? Because, like, if they do exist, they don't want to show their face around people because we might kill them. Well, probably will kill them. But, you know, are they around? We don't know. In 1931, there was a farmer who found while hunting in South America a giant footprint that was 4 feet tall, which suggests that the creature who left it would have been well over 20 feet in height.
Isn't big feet considered to be around that size?
Bigfoot?
Yeah, big feet is about that size.
20 feet in height?
Well, I'd say the footprint is probably like that. Sounds about right.
So here's the footprint. And it's really detailed. Holy it's shit. The most detailed footprint. Like, there's a lot of giant footprints that have been found, but this one is the most detailed. It's in South Africa. And there were some skeptics that are like, nah, that was caused by natural erosion.
But that then looks pretty crazy.
Other professors and scholars have come out and this one guy said, I didn't write his name down, but he's like, you know, he studies natural erosion. He said there's a greater chance of a spaceship full of little green men coming down from space and licking that out with their tongues than natural erosion caused this.
Nice.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty
good.
Great.
Creative writing.
Yeah, definitely. So that was in 1931. Okay. In 1988, entrepreneur Gregor Spory took a bunch of pictures of a mummified giant finger. The owner of the finger, LOL, is an owner, was actually a retired grave robber. And so he was selling it to Gregor Spory, and he went out and checked out this finger, took a bunch of pictures. Let me show you this fucking finger. It's this giant mummified finger that's 14 inches long.
Wowza.
And you can see the thumb, you can see the nail of it. It's not a thumb. It's like an index finger or something. You can see the fingernail and all the crevasses of a finger.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so he took a bunch of pictures of it, and if it was genuine, it would have belonged to someone between 15 and 16 feet tall. And apparently there was a certificate of authenticity to go along with it, along with an x-ray scan. So they scanned it to make sure it was like there's bones inside, like it's an actual finger. And
did
the
it
x-ray...
have the little hologram sticker?
Yeah, right. The authenticity.
That's how you know.
Yeah,
that's how you know.
And the signature of the mummy.
Yeah. That's how you know.
So it would have belonged to someone between 15 and 16 feet tall. So the x-ray scan goes with it. But then when Gregor Spory returned to Egypt, he returned to purchase the finger. The owner disappeared. So that sucks.
Wow.
We'll never really know with that one. I mean, it's an added thing to what we're talking about, but I don't like that the, like, well, we don't know. You know, it's just a picture that we have. We don't have like the actual
specimen. There's a lot of that, yeah.
Yeah, and it sucks. Sucks. They keep trusting the Smithsonian too to like take these things. Okay, so the biggest one though that I think is the most fascinating, I guess. Well, maybe not the most fascinating. I think that fucking video footage of a giant walking is pretty fascinating. Yeah. But the most recent giant sighting, like live giant sighting, was made in 2002, and currently this occurrence has been classified by the U.S. government.
Let's go.
So we'll never really, we don't know the truth right now. We don't know if it's legit. But witnesses of this event told these stories anonymously. Many witnesses of this event had to anonymously tell the story on the popular radio show Coast to Coast.
Let's go with my boy Art Bell.
So allegedly, this happened in the desert of Afghanistan. And a U.S. Army squad went missing. So a special ops task force was sent to find out what happened. And they had to walk a rugged... These are the people that were sent to go. This is part of the special ops force, supposedly, but anonymously. They had to walk a rugged mountain trail until they came to the entrance of a cave. And then around the cave, they found traces of broken military equipment covered with blood. And then they were about to search inside the cave when a giant 13-foot-tall red-headed humanoid emerged from the cave and speared one of the guys on the spot with a giant spear.
Holy shit.
Just like the guy was killed immediately on the spot before the rest of the squad could take him down. But after that happened, the rest of the squad started shooting at him. They had to shoot at his face for 30 seconds.
Whoa.
A whole 30 seconds before the giant actually went down. They managed to kill him. And then once they killed the giant, they entered the cave and found the remains of human bones, leading them to believe the creature was cannibalistic. The body was then transported via helicopter to a secret location in the U.S. for study, and it was never seen again.
Whoa.
Like, never heard from again, never talked about again. Everything got classified. All the accounts got classified, and so they were never talked about again.
Wild.
It's pretty crazy. And so the last...
And a redhead.
Like, the last thing that I think is the most modern sighting, this was captured in Portugal. There is another video of a giant. This was just a few years ago in Portugal. So this was, a desert in Portugal. You see, like, a 15-foot creature. Like
a lumbering creature.
Yeah. He's huge. He's not a Sasquatch. He's like a person.
He's not a big feats either.
Yeah. Not a big feats.
Huh.
Like an actual like humanoid giant. So pretty crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like I want to, when I think about like, okay, why would all of these people lie about it? Like whenever there's too many, when there's like a few accounts, okay, maybe like people are just going off of what they heard and they're like, oh my God, a giant. But it's like just a big person. They also, a lot of these professionals investigated to see whether or not, you know, in the mounds, whether it was like a giant or if it was a human that had giganticism, you know, or like
had
that
gene.
Yeah, that where they became giants, you know, because that's a thing like that still exists. There's still very tall people that have like a specific gene that happens. But no, they weren't. They were like actual giant humanoid creatures. I don't know if I would call them cannibalistic, though, because they ate people. Or like the counts say they ate people, but it's kind of like when you see birds eat other birds. Like, I don't think if one species is a different species of birds, like, I don't know if it's cannibalistic still.
I mean, well, if they like to, or if it's what they do,
yeah,
then they're cannibalistic.
But how is it cannibalistic if it's a different species? Like, I don't think that these giants, they're humanoid.
You don't think the giants ate other giants? I mean, maybe that happened too.
Like, they could have. Yeah, I guess so. There are a lot of depictions, like, so back before they had cameras, there's just a lot of drawings of giants. And the giants had families, like giant families, where they had like a mom and then there's like a baby giant.
Whoa.
They're just like really giant versions of people.
Like Filipinos have giant families.
Yeah, yes, we have a great volume of families, but they're all very short.
Right. Oh, good point. Okay,
yes,
good point.
Yes.
Good point.
But I mean, it makes sense, though, if you think about how all these remains of, like, there were giant birds, giant elephants that were bully mammoths or whatever. There were giant
sharks.
Giant reptiles.
Biggest
giant
fucking shark
sharks.
You ever seen in your whole life.
There were giant versions of everything we have now. There was a giant version of back in the day.
A megalodon.
Why wouldn't there be a giant? Why would it be so hard to believe that there's like a giant human version?
Sure.
But then I go, why would they cover this? And then I guess, I mean, because we would have to then acknowledge that there was a giant race of people,
right.
And maybe they have a complete different record of human history than what is the current record of human history.
Okay, my questions, I guess.
It would also explain a lot of the giant structures that we have no explanation for, like where even our modern day machines have trouble lifting these like tons of like these like huge
stones
are perfectly cut that weigh tons and tons and tons. Like right. Even our modern day equipment can't do it. So it would seem that maybe if you had a giant person operating a giant equipment, maybe you could do it then.
I feel like, that makes sense to me. There's just a couple of questions that I have where it's like, okay, why would they cover up that there was giants?
I wish
they
had
tell us about all the dinosaurs and how big they were and everything like that.
Right.
But then, my other question too is like, wouldn't they be leaving behind all kinds of giant shoes? Like there'd be giant shoes probably everywhere.
Well,
like littering the American Southwest.
If the Smithsonian's going to cover a giant skeleton, I'm sure they can burn the shoes.
Right.
Yes.
You think?
But good question.
Thank you.
It's a great question.
I thought it was a really good question.
Yeah. Why? Or giant shoe prints? Why don't we find giant shoe prints?
Exactly.
Well, the record of the army that army squad, the U.S. squad that went missing, and then the special ops. So in that record, the giant was wearing animal like leather like moccasins.
Okay.
So he had animal sheaths that were like kind of put together like a moccasin.
I hope he wasn't appropriating.
No, I think he was native to that land.
Okay, that's good. So, that's really good.
Yeah. I mean, the giants were known as not only being cannibals, but also appropriators.
That would be a reason why they're gone.
But it's crazy that this one explorer that was going, a lot of these conquistadors that were looking for, different rivers, means of transporting goods, ports, that kind of stuff. And they would stumble upon these like tribes of giants. And I think the Grand Canyon one is especially intriguing, especially after hearing about that cave structure. Whereas like these giants seem to be living in caves, and there was like this giant cave structure that's been covered up by the Smithsonian.
Honest to God, I've never been interested in going to the Grand Canyon one time until now.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I'm not much kidding. More interesting.
I would actually go to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now this is good.
It's like how I wasn't really into the Beatles until I found out Paul was dead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then he got really into it.
Got super into it.
What do you think about, like, for me, I guess it always goes back to if there are giants out there still.
Mm. Yeah.
You'd think that it'd be popping up the way that UFOs do. Like UFOs pop up constantly on social medias and on Facebook and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if this report is reports of giant remains or actual sightings. Giant sightings. Okay. It just says accounts of reports of giants.
Okay.
So
there's also like a lot of Bigfoot stuff.
It
crosses over in that territory too, where it's like a lot of reports of it.
Yetis.
Yeah, a lot of the
every culture has like a giant creature that they talk about too.
Exactly.
Which is interesting. I don't think they're the same vein as giant humanoids. Those are cryptozoids.
Currencies.
Cryptozoids. Those are cryptozoids.
Makes sense.
You would be more interested in those.
I would actually. It sounds interesting.
They should make NFTs of cryptozoids.
I'd be interested.
Yeah. So like when we did a whole episode on like mermaids and yetis and
one of my favorites.
Yeah. Like those are more the Sasquatch vein.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas these are like human adjacent.
But isn't some Squatch a different like color or something? Or he's like the white one, right?
The Yeti is the white one.
Oh, the Yeti.
Sasquatch is like the brown, hairy one.
Oh, that's the Sumsquatch one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sumsquatch?
Yeah, that's what they call him.
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm. Who calls him that?
Everyone that I knew growing up.
I see. I don't really go off of the deep end when I'm like, well, this must be true because obviously everything's been covered up. But I also don't like how much has been covered up that we know about.
Yeah.
Like we now know about a lot of stuff that our government hid from us.
Yes.
So it pisses me off. Like it makes me more likely to believe that why wouldn't this be another thing they covered up? Because like there's so many reports about it.
Well, it is always easy to say like why would they cover this up when they, but it's like, dude, they covered like
they covered so much shit up. It's almost like anything that goes against what's currently in textbooks, what they just currently tell you is like you can't ask questions about it, and if you do, you're a lunatic. And even if you have pictures and videos, you can't ask questions about it. And I'm like, this is fascinating to me. And since finding videos like this, there are so many other videos that have like photographs, and it makes sense too. There's giant structures that we wouldn't have been able to build without power tools. And well, even still, like we have trouble building them that are in all throughout Europe. And
I dig the theory though, that they were built with sound waves. I fucking dig it.
What?
Yeah, it's sound waves.
Oh, there are some theories like that I've read about. Yeah, sound
wave tech, like how you could use like it to lift things.
Like pyramids, yeah.
Yeah. I dig that shit.
I've seen them do it on a micro level to show like how it's done too. Yeah, how it
moves water around and
stuff. Yeah, there's actually another video on this same channel, Universe Inside You, which you should just definitely check out of curiosity. Not to like, if you're already skeptic and you're like, oh, this sucks, but like, then maybe you won't like it. But there's lots of research involved, which I really like. Mm-hmm. It goes really in depth. Like she does like a very good job of deep diving into all of this and pulling talking points from credible sources. But
she also has a talent like Art Bell to just immediately believe everything that she's saying, which I think is
awesome. She doesn't
awesome.
Ever. Yeah. And she doesn't. Like what I like about the Y Files is he goes into all of the debunking at the mm-hmm. end. She doesn't do a lot of debunking.
But she's a believer.
But
or
she
something.
Does. She does bring up points on the skeptic's side. Mm-hmm. And then she like shows so why it doesn't. It's not valid.
Right.
Which I really appreciate. But she has another video on there about a whole city that was supposedly built by giants by two brothers. And they did the floaty trick with the sound waves.
Love it.
To carry these huge, huge basalt rocks that across an island like that nobody would have been able to possibly like lift.
Unless they're giants. And then why would you use sound waves?
And even if you were a giant, you probably couldn't lift them without the sound waves. Big. Yeah, still very big. And they tried showing like, okay, if they tried to do it on rafts, they did a simulation and the rafts sunk immediately. Like they couldn't, like there was nothing in there, that technology at that time that could have moved any of those rocks. Even today, we would have trouble moving those rocks. And yet there's a whole city built, like a whole like, it doesn't look like a city anymore, but like, you know, a whole like structured rock encampment and enclosed structures.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's possible that people were jealous of the giants and so they like hunted them down?
Maybe because history is always written by the victor.
Mm-hmm.
So like all of the pictures that are, you know, all these cultures have told stories about, all the depictions of the giants show like this really mean giant and then them taking down this giant, and all the stories talk about how like sadistic these giants were. Like maybe they just were like saw themselves as survival, you know, I gotta eat humans, like that's what I eat, that's my diet. So whatever, but like according to all these stories, they really went after humans and just like tore them to pieces and ate them.
Damn, bro.
Yeah. And it's really funny when you think of stories like Jack and the Beanstalk, like fee fi fo fum, I spell the blood of an Englishman.
Right.
And it was this giant that could smell a human and he wanted to eat him.
But he also lived in clouds, which we're going to do a video about.
Well,
maybe we used to live in clouds.
Used to climb beanstalks.
So that's going to be the next one.
Yeah. With magic beans.
Get excited about it.
Yeah. I mean, why is the Smithsonian covering up magic beans? That's another thing I want to talk about.
Also,
very little stories of magic beans anymore.
You got to admit, the Smithsonian has hella storage.
They do.
Like, we're talking, like, if they're storing gigantic gelatinous giant skulls.
Supposedly gelatinous.
They got, like, all kinds of storage containers in there.
And, like, a bunch of, like, ancient artifacts and scriptures and like anything that tells stories of things that
they got. Dead Sea Scrolls and all that shit.
They got Dead Sea Scrolls. They got all kinds of shit
coming out their ass. Probably got so much of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So,
dude, you know what I'm super interested in too? Is the Vatican Library.
See, that too. Yeah. But so, like, I also, this channel has a video on, like, the Book of Enoch and, like, why it got taken out of the Bible. And, like, there was a lot of, like, oh, and the Wi-Files, I think, has a video on it. But there was a lot of, like, basically, they needed to condense all these books down because there needed to be one streamed narrative, sure, of what happened, and you can't just be branching out all over the place. So they, over for centuries, the Book of Enoch was part of religious canon, but then they took it out. Like, it was one of the books that got nixed from the Bible.
Very good stuff.
Yeah,
I have to. Yeah, I really do think that if a library is so threatening, you can't just open the library.
Right.
Like
what?
The
that is what the whole it's point weird. Of any of this, the only reason I'm ever interested in this kind of stuff is the why are they hiding it?
Yeah, the intentions
it?
Are weird.
Yeah, why?
So, well, this is a
if
secret
there's
library,
nothing
sir.
To hide, why can't I just go look in your library?
Well, there's very sensitive
and
materials.
Even if you get a pass, like, to go, so, like, you know, some people, researchers can apply for a pass and they can, like, go in the Vatican Library, but they can't really. They can only, like, get a select amount of materials that the Vatican decides they bring
that's
it out
so
to.
Weird.
Like, you can't just go exploring in there.
Yeah, that's weird.
And supposedly there's a chronovisor. Have you heard of that?
No.
So there's a chronovisor. It's a machine that lets you see past events, and you can watch the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
Let's freaking go.
But that's a whole different episode.
Okay.
But look up chronovisor.
Okay, I will.
Google it.
I'm going to do it right now.
It's pretty nuts, though.
Thank you all so much for listening.
Yeah. And if you're not part of the Smithsonian, I hope you're having a great day.
But if you're a low-level worker at the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you're part of the CIA, I hope you choke on a dick. But, like, if you're just a, you know,
yeah,
just a desk worker at the CIA, then.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're fine. I hope you have a great, pleasant evening.
Hope you have a good time on that dick.
Yeah. Hope you have, don't choke on it.
Yeah.
You know, too hard. Unless you're into that. Some people are.
I am.
I know.
All right, we'll see you in the next one.
Yeah. Love you.
Love
Bye.
You. Bye. Support us on Patreon. Thank you.
We have a giant love for you. Thank you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those, like, lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.